obviously Louis training on his own at the moment, and he understands totally where we're coming from. As I said, he'll continue to do that, and obviously once, as I said, this gives him a chance to. It's been a difficult period for him, but it's my job to protect the group as well and the football club, and as I said, and once he's back in line with the spirit that everyone knows him, and the commitment, then he'll rejoin the group. So, but yeah, he has. It's obviously been a difficult few days for him, but you know he knows where we stand as a football club, and we will, as I said, we'll see what the future brings.
Brendan, do you feel like you're fighting the losing battle, trying to keep the player and trying to clear it up, and doesn't want to be there next season?
No, not really. We're quite calm, and I've always said before that the club's in control of the situation. You know, Louis's got 3 years left in his contract. He's a player that we don't want to sell. He's a player that is obviously valued very highly throughout the world, and someone that we made a conscious effort last season to build a team around, and he had a fantastic season. So we've got no inclination to sell. We've been very strong in that point. And will continue to be, and especially to a team that's a rival for us. So now we don't feel as if we're fighting a losing battle. It's something that he's very much a contracted player for Liverpool, and I'm fairly confident he'll remain that.